Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11, it says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Enter in. Oh, enter in.
Bow down.
Worship Him.
Worship Him.
Oh, worship Him. nobody's been good to you. You gotta forget all about yourself.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You are listening to Bow Down by Bishop Paul S. Martin. How many want to bow down this morning? I don't know about you, but I've already been to the throne of grace this morning. Hallelujah. Already been in the house of worship this morning and still en route to another service. Hallelujah. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. As I'm sitting here in my car, hallelujah, I had scheduled the early Sunday morning prayer, but God led me to Bishop Love Church this morning. He said, go, hallelujah, and I was running behind because I hadn't planned that. Amen. I was running behind about 15 minutes before I be in the next service, and I said, Lord, okay, you said go, I'll go. Hey, it almost shot ya, and truly God had a word for me this morning. I tell you, the Bible say, he that is led of the Spirit of God, they be the sons of God. Amen. Don't be led by folks, but be led by God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessing this morning. I thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. On the line, Pastor George R. Spinks, we just thank you, man of God, for just, glory to God, being attentive to the call. Glory, glory, glory. I bless the Lord today. I just want to read into you here in this Psalm 130, and we're going to get right on into prayer for the next 20 minutes or so. I bless the Lord today. And God, as I was opening up the Bible, the Lord brought me straight to this passage of Scripture, Psalms 130, and there's eight verses in this particular stanza in Psalms. It says, out of the depths I cry unto you. Amen. I cry to you. I'm reading out the New International Version this morning. Amen. It says, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, listen, people of God, if you, O Lord, kept the record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen, I hear the Messiah, wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. I'll say that again. O Israel, O people of God, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. God, I bless you this morning. And with him is full redemption. Does anybody need to be redeemed this morning? He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Lord God, we bless you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. Amen. I'm just going to pray for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then I'm going to turn it over to the man of God. Oh God, we thank you this morning for another day, God. Just another day that you've kept us. Just another day that you've given us an opportunity to praise you. Just another opportunity, Lord God, to tell you how much we love you. Just another opportunity to tell you how grateful and how thankful we are. You watched over us all night, God. You shield and protected us, Lord God. Amen. You preserved us, God. Hallelujah. You put a bloodline around our homes, God. Even our children as they slept, God. You kept watch over them, God. You kept watch over our sisters and our brothers. You kept watch over this nation. Oh, God, you kept watch over your people. Hallelujah. You kept watch over your servants, God. So for that, and that alone. We give you praise this morning. God, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, to give us a clean slate. Hallelujah. Purge us, God, with hyssop, God. Oh, God, take everything that's ugly, everything that is filthy, everything that's unclean, God. Remove it out of our mouths. Remove it out of our lives, God. Oh, God, we love you this morning. Hallelujah. We wouldn't give anything for this journey, God. We thank you for this platform this morning. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for allowing us, God, to be a voice in the land. We thank you, Lord God, for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, for security this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for protection this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for a mind that is stayed on you. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your compassion. Hallelujah, for your scripture said that your compassion faileth not. Your love is unfailing, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We're asking you, Lord God, to encourage somebody this morning. Let them know that you haven't forgotten about them. Let them know that you're still God, and you don't slumber, neither do you sleep. Hallelujah, God, there's nothing hidden from you. Encourage hearts today, God. Give them a mind, God, to come back to you, God. Not to the building, but to come back to you. Give them a mind to worship you in spirit and in truth. We lift up the bereaved families this morning. We lift up those that have loved ones in prisons this morning. God, we're asking you to visit the prisons this morning. Visit the sick and the shut-ins this morning. Visit someone, God, that may have a desire to make it to the house of worship, but they're unable to do so. Our God, we're asking you to touch minds all over this country. Heal bodies, God. Heal all manner of sickness and diseases. God, you say where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, you would be in the midst. We're touching and agreeing today, God, that we will be made whole. Hallelujah, that there'll be no lack, that there'll be no dysfunction in our lives, in our children's lives. Oh, we bless you, God. God, there's none like you, God. Remember your leaders all over this country. Remember the fivefold ministry, God. Remember the ushers this morning. Remember your deacons this morning. Remember your elders this morning. Your Sunday school teachers, God, that are teaching these children and teaching the adults, God. You told us it out in your word, God, to fail not to assemble ourselves, God. God, you told us to submit ourselves to those that have the rule over us. I'm asking for a special blessing this morning for the city of New Orleans, God. Bless the police chief this morning. Bless the mayor this morning. Bless the governor of this state, God. Oh, yes, we know some things haven't gone our way, God. Oh, but God, you're still in charge. You're still reigning. You're still on the throne, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it, they belong to you, God. We thank you this morning, God. Go to 2200 General Taylor Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. I have a mother there, God. God, I'm asking you to touch her body this morning. Strengthen her where she's weak, God. Build up where she's been torn down, God. Oh, God, remember my mother this morning. I remember mothers all over the land. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Those that have made sacrifices to raise their children in the fear of God. Oh, we bless you for them this morning, God. We give you glory for them. Remember Pastor Spinks and his family this morning. Touch his wife, God. Touch his children, God. And if there's any grandchildren, God, remember them. Remember those, God, that he's going to speak into their lives, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those, God, that he may not have a knowledge of, God. You're going to allow him to speak into their lives, God. Oh, God, reward him for his faithfulness. Reward him for his persistence. Reward him for his consistency. Oh, God, we bless you this morning for the man of God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise this morning. Remember Pastor Gloria this morning. Remember that congregation. Remember this Blog Talk Radio. Remember our ministries this morning, God. All those that are serving you, God. Serving you with purpose. Serving you intentionally, God. We ask you to bless, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember Bishop Alfred and Bishop Winston Singleton this morning. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton, God. Remember Mother Charity this morning. Remember Brother Freddie Jones. Continue to deal with his heart, God. Fill him up with the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. God is right into your hands, Pastor Steve.
Thank you, God. We thank you for the prayer, the anointing. Father God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we declare and decree, God, it is so. Hallelujah. We thank you for this morning, God. A new day, a new Sunday, renewed mercy. Father God, we praise you on this morning because your word says, for the Lord to provide in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in the glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Oh, God, you met the woman at the well. Father God, letting us know that some might not be able to get to the building this morning, but you're going to meet them where they at, God. Father God, we thank you this morning. Because there is hope, oh God. Our hope and glory is in you, Jesus. Touch that one in the hospital. You said we're two or three gathered in your name. You're in the midst, God. We know you're in that hospital. Somebody's there this morning. One of your servants is praying. Fellowshipping, oh God. God, like only you can. In that prison on today. Your servant is in the house. And Father God, oh God, give them a word this morning. Stir up the church today. Stir up the leadership. Touch the apostle this morning. Touch the prophet and the prophetess. Touch the pastor this morning. Oh God, touch the evangelist. Stir up the minister, the worship leader. The choir members, the choir director, the musician, the minister of music, the intercessors this morning, the worship leaders, the praise dancers. Father God, stir up the house this morning. Oh God, we thank you today for the leaders called, anointed, and appointed. Been laying out this week and a special laid out. Waiting on a word from you, God. Speak to the house today. We're coming out of a season and entering into a new. Oh, God, change is being made. Oh, God, we thank you today for a ready and made up mind. You're doing a quick work in this hour. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, set order today in the house, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for a fresh anointing, a fresh fire, breathe on us. Oh, God, let every ear in the house be circumcised to hear what thus saith the Lord unto the church. Oh, God, revelate, restore this morning, renew, revive, refill, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the answered prayers. Oh, God, we thank you for the consecration. Stir up the Holy Communion. Oh, God, do it, Lord. Touch that one. Assign to take up the offering. Oh, God, let your love flow from heart to heart and breast to breast. We come against the ism. We come against the schism. Every bad and foul spirit. We cast it out to out of darkness, not to return. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for the healing. Oh, God, we claiming it, in the name of Jesus, for the renewed mind. Oh, God, the heart fixer, the mind regulator. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for strength on today. Oh, God, for the touch and love and breathing in our nostrils, calling us to be a living soul. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for salvation. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you praise today. Father God, touch, Lord. Father God, there's a 24-hour prayer. Father God, continue to touch your people. Continue to strengthen those today. Father God, that's mandated. Oh, Father God, we thank you today. Oh, Father God, for every prayer line where they're claiming the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, truth prevail. Father God, we thank you, Lord, over the airway, the television, and the radio. Over internet media. Father God, we thank you today for the missionaries that are going over the highways and byways, all in through the woods, reaching out today. Father God, we thank you for there's no compromising, but a standing on your word, even as Daniel and the three Hebrew boys increased the faith this morning. Oh God, we pray today, let us be encouragers and not discouragers. Let us be helpers and not hurters. Be team players in the body of Christ. Oh God, we thank you today for the elevation. Oh God, we praise you for your words of promotion. Cometh not from the east or the west or from the south, but it come from you, Lord God, all good and perfect gifts from the Father lights above. Father God, we give you thanks this morning for the woman of God, Pastor Adrian Bernard. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to anoint her fresh, God, for the work at hand, God, for all that you called her to, everywhere she go, everywhere the sole of her foot touch, let them know, God, this is your doing, Lord, through the woman of God. Continue to let the light shine bright, all in her home, throughout her community. Father God, the gathering of the saints. Oh God, that church don't be the same today. Not business as usual. Oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to meet her needs, God. Father God, spiritually, financially, and collective, oh God. Father God, touch her sister. Father God, touch your family members. Remember them brothers. Remember sons and daughters, nephews and nieces, grandsons and granddaughters. Father God, touch the marriages today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen our youth on today, God. Help us, oh God, to set that right example. Father God, somebody is watching. Somebody is looking for somebody that can lead them to the Lord. Father God, we thank you today. Oh, God, we give you praise on today. Father God, you said no man can come to you except through the Son, and no man come to the Son except, Father, you draw him. Father God, draw him to the house today. Father God, draw him, God. Send somebody. Father God, send us, God, where you would have us to go, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, in this hour for the mighty, wonderful works that you are doing to the children of men, for what you've done already and what you're doing right now. And we're excited for what you're about to do. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We give you praise on today. We thank you for your word, God, for your word changes things. Your word elevates. Your word heals. Your word delivers. And Father God, let it be a togetherness with one accord on today, an upper room experience. Oh, God, we thank you today. Send down the rain. Oh, God, you said the former and the latter rain. Oh, God, send down the rain today. Oh, God, touch that one that is tarrying, waiting on the promise. Oh, God, let them not go out the house the way they came in. When they go down for prayer, let them get up elevated in you, God, not get up the way they got down. Oh, God, we thank you for the strength to go through, God, knowing that we're coming out with our hands hands up, praising you right now in advance, God, not waiting till the battle is over, but we shout hallelujah right now, God, because we know that in you is the victory, the power and authority, and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Touch Bishop and that lot today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the Singleton family. Touch Prophet Chad today. Remember the young man and our children as they're going back to school. Some already going back, but others are getting ready to go. Touch the staff today, all throughout the ministration, God. Touch that bus driver, bus aide, crossing guard, principal, vice principal, child study team, guidance counselors, nurses and doctors, every teacher and even the teacher's assistants, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, stop by that college board. Father God, touch the dean, oh God. Father God, touch them students today and those that are commuting. Transportation back and forth. We praying traveling mercy over the highway, the byway, across the land, street, and the highway, through the city street and the sidewalk. Father God, we thank you today. Oh God, our house will worship you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you on today, God, for the heart after your heart, for the mind of Christ. Father God, we give you praise this morning. Oh God, we give you thanks, oh God. Hallelujah, God, for the restoration and the revelation. Father God, we praising you on today for your word, God, is written on tablets of our heart. Oh, God, Holy Ghost, bringing back to our memories, guiding into all truth that we may rightly divide your word of truth. Oh, God, we thank you for accountability today because we are held accountable. You're going to reward each one, whether good or bad. We want to be on that good side, a vessel of honor, God, in your house, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, let that which is out of place come back in place. Let that is crooked be straight, God, because only you can set a crooked place straight. Father God, a three-class door is not easily broken. Father God, so we thank you for your finger of love and your hand of protection. Father God, we just ask you today, Father God, continue to move by your spirit. You said, not by power or by might, but by my spirit, thus saith the Lord. So, Father God, for that we're thankful and we're grateful. And all honor and glory belong to you. Anything that was missed, it's in your hands, God. And we believe it and decree and declare it by faith, oh, Father God, in your set and appointed time. As we continue to go forward and honor you and wait on you, God. We want to move with your move in the next move, oh God. Help us in Jesus' name. We pray this prayer and we ask these blessings in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son. In Jesus' name, we pray for his sake. Let the redeemed say, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise today, God. Thank you for Minister Pastor Spinks, God. We thank you for Brother Freddie being on the line, God. We thank you for all those that may be listening online, God. We just bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you for this little time that you've given us to just call out. Oh, you don't know, but she call out and call upon you, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to continue to speak us, God, and keep us in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you, hallelujah, to bless those. Hallelujah, that may would, you know, Moshiach, just tune in later this week. We're looking forward to a great week. Tune in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will continue with our topic, who shall separate us. Amen. We have some speakers lined up for this week, so you don't want to miss that. Amen. Tune in and be encouraged. And even if you don't have a way to even tune in, or you're working or what have you, amen, when you have some time, some leisure time, tune in, go into the archives and look in those archives and find something that will strengthen you, find something that will encourage you, find something that will give you a purpose, amen, to continue to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. We love you with the love of God. Amen. We're going to close on out with the Higher No Messiah with this song. If you're able to stay on and listen, good. If you don't, God bless you. Have a beautiful and peaceful Sunday and have a greater week
on this upcoming week. God bless you because of who you are by Vicki Yowie. God bless you all.
God bless.
Ah, Jesus. Bless you, Pastor Spinks. Love you. Give our love to your family. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, I bless you. Okay, amen, amen. Is it playing? Is it playing? Can't hear nothing.
Not yet.
Ah. Glory to God. All right, we're going to close on out. The song won't come on. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God.
God bless.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Brother Freddie. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I bless you.